Welcome back to Stateside. General Motors is asking a bankruptcy judge in New York to take a look at its shield, the shield that protects it from liability lawsuits stemming from crashes or defects that happened before its 2009 bankruptcy. Veteran auto analyst Michelle Krebs joins us. So what is GM asking this bankruptcy judge to do, and why in New York?
Well, General Motors' 2009 bankruptcy took place in the court in New York. What GM is asking is asking to be shielded from the legal claims over these ignition switch lawsuits, and there are many of those. There are some in Texas, there are some in California, a number of them. And the idea is, with bankruptcy, supposedly, General Motors left all of those behind because the problems occurred before the 2009 bankruptcy.
So GM officials aren't publicly talking about what this request means. What's your take on this request?
Well, I think they have a fiduciary responsibility to do this to their shareholders, because the people who bought shares of the new GM bought those shares with the idea that those liabilities were left behind. Now, there are other legal responsibilities and certainly civic, as Mary Barra has said, responsibilities, and maybe more of responsibilities to deal with these cases. I don't think this automatically means all of these cases just go away.
And that's what I wondered. How might a judge confirming this shield affect these families that have been impacted by the defective ignition switch?
Well, the other move that General Motors made the week of the congressional hearings, Mary Barra announced that General Motors had hired Kenneth Feinberg to help GM consider compensation to victims of the faulty ignition switch. So it doesn't necessarily mean they do not get anything.
And Kenneth Feinberg, we should inject, was involved with the 9/11 survivors.
Right.
Families.
He did. He was involved with the compensation to 9/11 victims, the BP oil spill, I believe Katrina, and also Boston bombing.
Other GM news. There have been some changes on GM's executive chessboard. We hear that head of HR and GM's top communications guy have, and that left to pursue other interests. GM's treasurer, Jim Dablin, is leaving. Is CEO Mary Barra doing what many new CEOs would do, putting her team in place, or is any of this tied to the ignition switch crisis?
Oh, I think this is absolutely her putting her team in place. She spent 18 months in the HR department, so she probably figured out who were the talented people she wanted to work with. The public relations position is a really critical position right now because in addition to all the legal issues that GM is encountering with the ignition switch problem, there's a PR aspect to that. And so I'm not surprised. The person that has left GM was put in place by not even Dan Akerson, the previous CEO, but Ed Whitaker, the one before that.
So she's getting her team in line.
She's absolutely getting her team in line, and she wants a team that will do her mission that she wants and that she has confidence in.
Auto analyst Michelle Krebs. As always, thanks, Michelle.
Thank you.